Week 17, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Eternal Father, through your word, you gave new life to Adam's race, transformed men into sons of light, new creatures by your saving grace. To Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, unending praise and glory give. Their silent voice no ear has heard, yet by their every word we live. The word of the Lord is a shield for all who make him their refuge. Psalm 17 continued. As for God, his ways are perfect, the word of the Lord purest gold. He indeed is the shield of all who make him their refuge. For who is God but the Lord? Who is a rock but our God? The God who guides me with strength and makes the path safe before me. My feet you made swift as the deer's. You have made me stand firm on the heights. You have trained my hands for battle and my arms to bend the heavy bow. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The word of the Lord is a shield for all who make him their refuge. Lord, your right hand upheld me. Psalm 17 continued. You gave me your saving shield. You upheld me, trained me with care. You gave me freedom for my steps. My feet have never slipped. I pursued and overtook my foes, never turning back till they were slain. I smote them so they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You girded me with strength for battle. You made my enemies fall beneath me. You made my foes take flight. Those who hated me I destroyed. They cried, but there was no one to save them. They cried to the Lord, but in vain. I crushed them, fine as dust before the wind, trod them down like dirt in the streets. You saved me from the feuds of the people, and put me at the head of the nations. People unknown to me served me. When they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreign nations came to me cringing. Foreign nations faded away. They came trembling out of their strongholds. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, your right hand upheld me. Long life to the Lord, praised be the God who saves me. Psalm 17 continued. Long life to the Lord, my rock, praised be the God who saves me, the God who gives me redress and subdues people under me. You saved me from my furious foes. You set me above my assailants. You saved me from the violent men. So I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing a psalm to your name. He has given great victories to his king and shown his love for his anointed, for David and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Long life to the Lord. Praise be the God who saves me. Lord, open my eyes. Let me consider the wonders of your law. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11. I did not charge you a thing when I preached the good news of God to you. I humbled myself in order to make you important. Was that wrong of me? While I was working among you, I was paid by other churches. I was robbing them, so to speak, to help you. And during the time I was with you, I did not bother you for help when I needed money. The brothers who came from Macedonia brought me everything I needed. As in the past, so in the future, I will never be a burden to you. By Christ's truth in me, I promise that this boast of mine will not be silenced anywhere in all of Greece. Why do I say this? Because I don't love you? God knows I do. I will go on doing what I am doing now in order to keep those other apostles from having any reason for boasting and saying that they work in the same way that we do. Those men are not true apostles. They are false apostles who lie about their work and change themselves to look like the real apostles of Christ. Well, no wonder. Even Satan can change himself to look like an angel of light. So it is no great thing if his servants change themselves to look like servants of right. In the end, they will get exactly what they deserve for the thing they do. I repeat, no one should think that I am a fool. But if you do, at least accept me as a fool, just so I will have a little to boast about. Of course, what I am saying now is not what the Lord would have me say. In this matter of boasting, I am really talking like a fool. But since there are so many who boast for merely human reasons, I will do the same. You yourselves are so wise and so gladly tolerate fools. You tolerate anyone who orders you around or takes advantage of you or traps you or looks down on you or slaps you in the face. I am ashamed to admit it. We were too timid to do that. But if anyone dares to boast of something, I'm talking like a fool, I will be just as daring. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they Christ's servants? I sound like a madman, but I am a better servant than they are. I have worked much harder, I have been in prison more times, I have been whipped much more, and I have been near death more often. 5 times I was given the 39 lashes by the Jews, 3 times I was whipped by the Romans, and once I was stoned. I have been in 3 shipwrecks, and once I spent 24 hours in the water. In my many travels I have been in danger from floods and from robbers, in danger from fellow Jews and from Gentiles. There have been dangers in the cities, dangers in the wilds, dangers on the high seas, and dangers from false friends. There has been work and toil. Often I have gone without sleep. I have been hungry and thirsty. I have often been without enough food, shelter, or clothing. And, not to mention other things, every day I am under the pressure of my concern for all the churches. When someone is weak, then I feel weak too. When someone is led into sin, I am filled with distress. Responsory from Galatians chapter 1. The good news you have heard me preach is no human invention. I did not take it over from any man, but received it through a revelation from Jesus Christ. By Christ's truth in me, It is the good news that I preach to you. I did not take it over from any man, but received it through a revelation from Jesus Christ. A reading from the instructions of St. Cyril of Jerusalem to Catechumens. The Church is called Catholic. Such is the proper name of the Holy Church, which is the mother of us all. She is also the bride of our Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. For it is written in Scripture, Christ loved the Church and gave himself up for her. And so on. Moreover, she fills the type and carries out the pattern of the Jerusalem which is from above, which is free, and the mother of us all. Though she was at first childless, she is now the parent of a mighty family. After the former church had been rejected, in the second, that is, the Catholic Church, God has appointed, as Paul says, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, then healers, helpers, administrators, speakers in various kinds of tongues, and every type of virtue. I mean wisdom and intelligence, self-control and justice, mercy and humility, and invincible endurance in persecution. However, by the armour of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, through honour and dishonour, first in persecutions and distress, she wreathed her sacred martyrs with crowns of endurance interwoven with manifold and various flowers. Now, in times of peace, she receives, by the grace of God, due honour from kings and men of rank, in a word, from every sort and kind of person. And though the kings of nations spread round the world have limits to their sovereignty, it is the Holy Catholic Church alone which in the whole earth rejoices in unlimited sovereignty. As it is written, God has appointed peace as his boundary. In this Holy Catholic Church, formed by its teaching and living as we ought, we shall possess the kingdom of heaven and inherit eternal life. For the sake of this we endure everything, that we may gain that life from the Lord. We have no modest aim, but the gaining of eternal life. That is the object of our striving. For this reason, we are taught in the Creed that after, quote, and in the resurrection of the flesh, end of quote, that is, of the dead, which we have already discussed, we affirm our belief, quote, in life everlasting, end of quote. This is the object of our efforts as Christians. Therefore the Father is life, really and truly. Through the Son he pours forth upon all in the Holy Spirit the gifts of heaven as from a fountain, and in his kindness to us men he has promised truly to each the good gift of eternal life. Responsory. Blessed are the people of Israel whom the Lord of hosts has chosen, to whom he has said, You are the work of my hands, you are my very own. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his heritage, to whom he has said, You are the work of my hands, you are my very own. Let us pray. Lord God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing holy, support us always with your love. Guide us so to use the good things of this world that even now we may hold fast to what endures forever. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.